And our phone lines are open for you right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to have you join us this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined this week by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. As mentioned, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. The number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. As mentioned, joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. CJ, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing really well. Great to chat with you. Malia, how are you on this beautiful morning?
Very good. Looking for some more raindrops, I think.
I think so. And it's looking at that forecast, we'll get a couple here and there for sure. And we've got a show ahead talking about some important stuff when it comes to the right amount to put away when it comes to your retirement accounts. I know that's a big question for a lot of folks, and that right target number for future retirement savings. We'll get into those details with CJ and Malia in just a moment. I had mentioned the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, but I failed to tell you anything about it. Well, I'll tell you now. It's a fantastic website and resource. Learn more about Kloss Financial. There's separate divisions. You can also sign up right online for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a really cool weekly email that you'll receive. Give you a little link to what's been happening in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Speaking of the podcast, that's available for you at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. It's there as well. And the number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Another cool thing we do on this show each and every week is the Kloss Quiz Quest of the Week, a chance for you to win a fantastic prize from our friends at Kloss Financial. This week, you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. Tell you how you can win that a little bit later on the program. Little tip, though, I would say, listen closely to the show, because oftentimes both the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. And before we get rolling on this week's topics, let's take a look back at last week's Question of the Week and get the question and answer there as well, Malia.
Yeah, so last week we had a great conversation about spousal social security benefits, just so that people could understand maybe they're going to be looking at their own benefit or maybe an ex-spouse's benefit, et cetera, et cetera. So a really great conversation on that. And if that applies to you, please listen back to last week's. Our question was, what is the earliest age that you can file for or receive spousal benefits from Social Security? Is it age 62 or age 70. So we had one listener who is listening very, very clearly, and Emily of Wanakee, congratulations to her. She said that the correct answer was age 62, which is correct. So write that down. Listen carefully for today's question.
And as Malia mentioned, if you missed any part of last week's show or today, I know sometimes in the morning you get a little busy, step out of the car, grab some coffee, maybe dropping the kiddos or grandkids off at school. You missed part of the program, you can always listen back at klossfinancial.com. You'll find the podcast right there. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. And the number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial. Now, today we're going to talk about finding that right target number for your future retirement savings. And CJ, I got to ask, how would you suggest we even begin to figure out what the right amount is that we would need to be putting away into our retirement accounts today as we kind of look towards and plan towards the future?
Sean. So Malia and I are certainly financial advisors and are part of the leadership team here at Kloss Financial, but we are also just lay people who live life and have friends who are not clients of ours in our communities and our kids' friends. And so it's always interesting for us to hear people talk in the community about this. And don't worry, we're not judging you when you talk about this and you're not clients of ours, but we are listening. And so often we will hear these misnomers, right? Like, oh, I was just reading this article in Wall Street Journal or in Barron's or wherever. And man, they're saying now with inflation, I need like $2.5 million to retire successfully. And like, I'm just not on pace to do that. And I'll be frank with you. When I hear that, I'm like, oh, you so need a financial advisor. Oh my goodness, you need some help and direction, because random numbers plucked out of thin air are meaningless. So listen, most of the time those articles are trying to sell you on something, right? Like, oh, you need $2.5 million. Come invest with us, right? And so I just cannot encourage you enough. We're gonna dig into this a little bit today. But even what we tell you today is not gonna fully illuminate your retirement. Let me repeat that. Even what we discuss here today as rules of thumb, which will hopefully be more academic than what you're gonna read in an article somewhere, but it still is only a rule of thumb and will not apply to your situation. So if you really want to get a sense of how much do you need, tip number one, go work with somebody to actually run the calculation, because it will look different for you than what we're about to talk about here. So, you know, being that many of our listeners are likely over 50 years old, retirement that looked like it was quite a few years away is now maybe only 10 or 15 years or less away. So the question is, of course, have I done enough, or am I doing enough to retire comfortably? So the question that many people struggle with is, how much will you or how much will I really need in retirement and investment accounts when I retire to maintain a consistent standard of living? Now, experts will often say that you generally need between 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income as you enter retirement. However, I just want to warn you, that is a huge rule of thumb. That may not even be close to what you need. You could need more, or you could need way less. It actually depends on your circumstances, surprise, surprise. Mm-hmm. And here'd be a simple example of this. If I'm earning $100,000 a year, and let's say between my federal taxes, my state income taxes, my FICA, known as Social Security and Medicare, which is about 7.5% of my income, my health insurance, my dental insurance, and 401k contribution, and the list goes on and on. Let's say for one individual, that's 70% of their income, but for another individual, that's 50% of their income goes to all those taxes and benefits. Well, you can already see that number or percentage of gross pre-retirement income does not translate the same way to those same two individuals. And if that's not confusing enough, let's add one more layer. What if I pay off my mortgage before I retire, right before I retire? Well, suddenly the $2,000 a month that was going towards my principal and interest payment on the mortgage, I don't need anymore in retirement. And so my need for income replacement is lower given that I have mitigated debt. So I know for many people who are not numbers folks, your heads might be spinning right now. You might be saying, what is he talking about? And so listen, this is why people like us have jobs. As a matter of fact, to kind of really make a strong point about this, I was talking to our surgeon. And yes, I do say our surgeon because my wife, myself, and our daughter have all torn our ACLs, believe it or not. And we were speaking to our surgeon because the same surgeon who's reconstructed all of our ACLs. And he made this funny comment to me that was just so enlightening. He said, CJ, I'm really just a glorified construction worker. And I said, what? He goes, yes, I do the same thing that, you know, that somebody who's in the trades does. I take some hammer and nails and I cut some stuff and I put it back together. What is the point that he's making? He is so good at what he does that he understands the simplest form of it. It's just cutting and reconnecting. In a similar way, we as retirement planners would say to you, we understand so deeply how this topic works that for us, we could do this in our sleep. I could spend 10 minutes with you and tell you about how much you would need to replace your income to have a similar lifestyle in retirement. But for you, the idea of doing knee surgery or the idea of having to figure out what it would take to replace your income is overwhelming, right? Just like for me, the idea of doing surgery is overwhelming. But just recognize this is why people like us have jobs. We exist because we get deep down into the weeds on these topics every single day. And for us, it's not difficult to figure out what you would need to replace your lifestyle.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Phone lines are open as well. If you've got a question, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Head down the road to Stoughton and build your... joins us. Bill, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
good. So my thing is so I've got 36 years in the federal government, and so I've got my pension, and I'm tickling $1 million in my thrift savings. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at it, and we paid off our house, and we don't have any major debts. We have a few other things. I'm only 57. So I'm looking at this going, you know, I could retire a year ago, but because I had the time in. So my question is, you know, with what we've seen in the last 3 years, you know, having, you know, $1 million or $1.5 million in, you know, in investments and not counting our house, do we need to go to kick the ball down the road more, or do you think that we're in a position where we can successfully make a go of retirement?
Oh, I love that you called in, Bill. Thank you so much. So listen, everybody, Bill is asking such a good question. He's saying, hey, you're talking about replacement of income here today and how much I need. And I'm one of those people where I've been working for the government for a long time, and my pension, Bill, you don't have to answer this, but my pension probably replaces a really solid portion of my income over that time frame, or even your present income. And so, you know, and I'm pretty young compared to the average person when they retire. So do I have enough? Now, obviously, Bill, the answer is I don't know. I don't know, you know, what you spend and if there's any other debts besides paying off the mortgage, you know, so on and so forth. So there's my disclaimers. But generally speaking, my comment to be, we work with people like you all the time, Bill, who do retire at 57. Now, does that mean you should? Because often I remind people, retirement just isn't just about money. It's often about psychology, and it's about mental health, and it's about routine and purpose, right? So you get my point. Retirement is much more than just money. But numerically, you could be the prime example of somebody who could retire at 57 and not even need your investments much.
Right. Great.
And, you know, it just comes down to, with the uncertainties and, you know, the hard cost that's gone up roughly 20% over the last 3.5 years. I mean, I don't want to be that person that, you know, like we remember my great grandparents and stuff like that, and they retired in the 70s. And then all of a sudden Jimmy Carter came along and everything came unglued. And all of a sudden they had their Social Security because everybody relied on Social Security back then. So they had that, and they had the farm, and they had a little bit of acreage and whatever, and they thought they were fine. Well, then all of a sudden, their investments stayed where they were because it was stagnant because they owned land. And, of course, land dropped. So I don't want to be that person that has to sell land in retirement so that I can maintain my lifestyle. And,
totally.
And that's the biggest fear. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
You're exactly right. So to your point, Bill, it doesn't... You're getting into the weeds around, hey, if I retire at 57, I could be around for a long time. And over that time frame, if I have one primary source of income, which is my government pension, plus, you know, decent investments, but those investments aren't going to be contributed to anymore. What if we run into hyperinflation like we did in the 70s, late 70s, early 80s, Carter, Reagan administration era? What could that do? And could it put me in a position where I felt like I was good at 57, but at 85, I'm running low on cash? The answer is absolutely. That's a very legitimate concern. And it's the reason why, while I love that you called in to give an example of how people can retire in their 50s, it doesn't mean you should, right? It depends who you are, what you're trying to accomplish, your risk aversion, your flexibility. As a matter of fact, flexibility is a big part of it. What we tell people is, if your goal is to retire and your job's killing you, we can help you do that, but you're just going to have to be flexible because the time frame that you're retiring over is so long that you're asking for trouble, right? We can't create guaranteed plans over 50-year time frames, as you can imagine. And so flexibility is a big part of whether or not somebody should retire early. But Bill, love that you called in. Such a great question. And no, people, we did not plant him as a caller. So thank you, Bill.
Yes. Really good question, Bill. Great to hear from you this morning. And that clears open line. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. The website, ClausFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Claus Financial. It will be complimentary to you. And CJ, we were talking about, you had a great example of that income discussion. Let's kind of talk about some of those action steps and things that folks should be doing to be proactive here.
Yeah. So in the midst of this discussion, which is all about how much do I need to save to replace my standard of living when I get to retirement, which as we just laid out and as Bill, you know, so eloquently called in and kind of really hammered home, it depends. It depends on your circumstances. But here's some action steps to really increase the probability that you will have more than enough. Action step number one is regarding your like 401k and 403b accounts. If you have one of these accounts, the question is, are you maximizing your contribution every single year? So in 2024, if you're 50 or older, you can be contributing up to $23,000 and then adding a catch-up contribution if you're over the age of 50 for $7,500 for a total of $30,500. So again, if you're over 50, you could be putting in as much as $30,500 into your retirement account. So there's one way to say, hey, if I feel like I'm behind at all or if I don't know, well, then take advantage of saving as much as you can into one of those tax-preferred employer-sponsored retirement plans. Another action step would be, what if, you know, if I don't have access to a 401k or if I want to save even more, then are you at least contributing to an IRA, an individual retirement account? Those limits are $7,000 if you're under the age of 50 or $8,000 if you're over the age of 50 when you add the catch-up contribution. So you get the idea here. Am I contributing to a 401k account? Am I contributing to an IRA account? There's also within these buckets, there's known as Roth options. So there's pre-tax and Roth. We're not going to get too deep into this today because we're just focused on, are you saving enough? But, you know, where you save and how you save into what tax bucket matters, and you could talk to your accountant or financial advisor about that. And remember that whether you're adding to a Roth or the traditional 401k, these limitations we're talking about are combined limitations. So when we say you can put, you know, $30,500 into your 401k in 2024 if you're over the age of 50, that's not $30,500 into the pre-tax 401k plus $30,500 into the Roth 401k. It's actually a total singular combined employee contribution maximum. And then, you know, a couple other just quick action steps here to think about would be, if you get a promotion or a raise, consider increasing your contribution to your retirement account accordingly. We actually have this adage in our firm, when in doubt, create a robotic behavior. So let me repeat that. When in doubt, create a robotic financial behavior. Here's the idea. When money comes in, whether that be we find money on the sidewalk or we get a promotion, something happens in our brains and we think about all the things we can do or spend, you know, that money on. So if we're charitably inclined, suddenly all the charitable thoughts go out of our brains, right? We just don't think rationally about it anymore. Or if we're retirement inclined, suddenly our desire to save into retirement goes away. It's because something chemically is happening in our brain that is overriding those typical responses that we would have. So therefore, we encourage families or spouses to sit down and say, if we add one more dollar to our income, what will be the breakout of that dollar, right? And say it's 10% towards your charity. This is known as like a tithe. So say it's 10% towards your church or your charity, 10% towards retirement, 10% towards the kids, and 70% towards lifestyle. This is just hypothetical. Well, then when you get that raise or promotion or cost of living adjustment, there's no question. You've already determined the robotic behavior. And that is one of the keys to a successful retirement, is delayed gratification. You must be disciplined enough to delay your gratification. And one of the best ways to do that is create robotic behaviors. And finally, remember that building up your health savings account can also be another great way to bring down your taxable income and kick some money out into the future when your medical expenses might be higher. So remember, HSAs, you have to have an HSA qualifying health insurance plan to even be eligible to contribute to an HSA. And there's some limits on these. So if you're an individual, the max you can put in is $4,150. And for a family, the amount is $8,300. And then there's an additional catch-up contribution of $1,000 per individual if you're over the age of 55. So you get the idea here. You can, again, be saving into a health, it's almost like a health IRA, if you want to think about it that way. I'm getting a deduction when I put the money in, but it is for health-related expenses only. And I may not need that money today, but all that money can live on into the future and be available for my future health-related expenses.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Phone lines are open for you if you've got a question. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Don't forget, you learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. CJ, talking about a relatively new thing out there, that health savings account. We're going to talk about some of the things that you think about, maybe traditional things like savings and checking, CDs, those type of things. We'll talk with Malia about that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking about looking for that right target and how to get to it, and get some great conversation, some great calls as well. Don't forget, you can always listen back to the podcast at klossfinancial.com. And Malia, what about things like, you know, bank, you know, fashioned savings or checking accounts, CDs, or maybe some other type of cash accounts? What do folks need to be thinking about there?
Yeah, so, you know, those are all preferable when you compare that against putting it under your pillow, your mattress, sure, or in the ground surrounding your house. I've heard everything, you know, money in the freezer. I've heard everything. So we really want to pause for a moment and tell our listeners that putting away money in most of these sources, is only going to help you as you approach retirement. So, CJ and I rarely hear people say, I have saved too much for retirement. We really don't hear that very often. However, your situation is different than everyone else's. However, again, what we want to make sure everyone listens to today is that we're always, always going to recommend that you have a savings or emergency fund on hand that doesn't go away just because you're retired. So for some people, a savings account would cover maybe 1 year of living expenses might make sense. For others, a buffer of maybe 2 years might be in order. It depends on so many different situations, whether you have a pension, maybe you have extra debt, which we'll talk about in a moment. But having a good buffer will really help you, you know, as you look at your investments, maybe bobble up and down. That will give you the peace of mind. And again, emergencies happen every single day. Emergency meaning, you know, the freezer goes out or whatever that might be. So we want to make sure that your cash is sitting there. Now, today we're in an unusual situation where, you know, we're not looking at making just 0% in our savings accounts. Hopefully not. There is some good interest out there that's being credited. If you look at money markets, CDs, and high yield performance savings accounts. So you want to make sure, you know, you're taking advantage of that right now in those savings accounts, maximizing. We're seeing 3%, 4%, 5% still. And, you know, if you look out a year from now, perhaps that won't be the case. They might be declining somewhat, but in the meantime, we want you to make sure you're maximizing your cash that's sitting out there.
Talking about, Malia, I see some of those, you know, the numbers in black. What about the numbers in red? What should we be looking at when it comes to debt as we plan for retirement and how it affects our savings and retirement plans?
Yeah, so red technically is a negative idea in your mind, right?
Yes.
If you see red, it's probably not positive usually, except when we're looking at a bullseye, okay? So so as we work toward accumulating those funds for retirement, we need to look at the one thing that hinders most people from getting to where they want to be, which is debt. So we understand this is a difficult challenge because many people are trying to help their kids with college. They might be updating their homes. They might even want to take a vacation. Or they have medical bills that they're dealing with. But we want to remind you the dangers of debt and how much that can look like. We got some good news here. The most recent LendingTree's 2023 first quarter analysis of baby boomers, of course, those people born between 1946 and 1964, this group has improved with a reduction of debt in the last 2 years. In fact, the Gen Xers were right there as well, ages 43 to 58. They saw their non-mortgage mortgage debt drop between 2021 and 2023. So good job there. That non-mortgage debt dipped by 26.4% for the baby boomers and almost 3% for the Gen Xers. That's positive news because we really, as we approach retirement, want to make sure that the debt is under control. We look at average non-mortgage debt is approaching like $28,000, but mortgage debt, which we all understand that with our houses, was down to $90,000. So again, that came down. So with that said, with those numbers in mind, what we're telling you to do as action step two today is eliminate or bring down debt levels as soon as feasibly possible. And so the first step is always to look at any credit card debt. I mean, that just makes me want to scream when I see the amount that they're charging right now. And so we looked at WalletHub's credit card landscape report, and they reported that the average credit card interest currently is 22.87%. for new offers and almost 22% for existing accounts. So, you know, bottom line is we don't suggest our listeners carry much of anything on credit, and they work as hard as they can to eradicate it. And also, you know, we want you to start looking at good tools that are out there because we are living in a world, unfortunately, of fraudsters who are trying to, you know, impersonate us, steal our identities, and use our credit. So we would appreciate suggest for all our clients to look out there at annualcreditreport.com, where you can get a free copy of your credit reports from all of the three reporting agencies. You can also look at creditkarma.com. Both of these are free services unless you sign up for something more. And we would also suggest for those people as they're approaching retirement or in retirement, you may consider locking or freezing your credit. It just takes a simple thaw of your credit when you want to use it. But we really want to make sure there's no tampering. There's nobody out there opening credit under your name, because certainly it's difficult enough to pay off your own debts. You don't want to be paying off anybody else's, right?
Exactly. What's that third action step, Malia?
So this is what Sean's done, I'm sure. Yes. He has created a budget, and we really want you to take advantage of that thought process with you or your partner. Sit down. There's many apps available. Many of them are free that can help move you in the right direction. You know, most people don't do a budget because they really don't want to know where those dollars go, because it's kind of a slap in the face for them where they're wasting money perhaps. But if you set a budget using an app like Good Budget or Empower, there's Pocket Guard, there's Honeydew, many really good apps out there that really help you understand where is that money going and where could I better deploy it. And perhaps I could do some robotic savings, as CJ mentioned, that it just goes in my savings account and I didn't even know that, or my retirement account. So you really want to start understanding where those dollars go, because at the, you know, the final word I'll say is starting retirement with little or no debt is really the best position to be in. And you will thank us years from now when you're in that situation.
That's great advice. Great guidance this morning from Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. The website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll take it down the home stretch and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Just moments away from the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. We'll do that for you in just a moment. But kind of wrapping things up, when we talk about debt and other things, of course, this week's program, specifically about that target number and those when it comes to retirement savings, mortgages. You talk about the kind of the biggest think about the biggest debt you're probably going to have in your life. It's probably your mortgage. What about paying that off before retirement? Is that something you'd be suggesting, CJ?
No, we love debt. Just keep it on the books. Yeah. Yes, of course. For anybody who's listened to our show, we're big advocates of keep it simple. Work towards eliminating your debt. debt equals risk in your life. And certainly as you're getting older and getting closer to retirement, you want to simplify your life and decrease your risk. And paying off your mortgage is one of the easiest ways to do that. Now, we would just caveat that with be cautious of where you're going to pay that off, because every once in a while we'll have somebody come in and say, I heard you on the radio and I've listened to you for years. And so I paid off my mortgage and I'm in here to work with you. And we go, wow, that's great. Awesome. Let me ask you some questions. And in asking those questions, we come to find out that they took a $100,000 retirement account distribution to pay off their mortgage right before coming in to meet with us. Yes, this is a real story. And the issue there becomes, you just took out a bunch of money that added to your taxable income. And if you weren't the right age, it could even be penalized, so on and so forth. So the idea being here, systematically move towards aggressively eliminating your mortgage before you retire, but do so under the guidance of somebody who knows some of the things to avoid, like penalties and excessive taxes. But again, I think everybody knows this. If you pay off your mortgage, it's going to lower your outgoing cash flow in retirement, right? If you pay off your mortgage, it's going to reduce the amount of interest you're paying to banks. If you pay off your mortgage, it makes you king over your cash instead of somebody else's king over your cash. If you pay off your mortgage, you're going to save 4 to 5%, or in these days, 7 to 8% on the interest that you're paying to the bank for that mortgage. The list goes on and on and on. Now, there are a subset of you listening to me right now going, oh my goodness, but he's not addressing arbitrage. So arbitrage is the idea that I can put my money into a CD at 5% and I'm paying 3% on my mortgage. Why would I ever pay off my mortgage if I can do that? And the answer is because debt equals risk. I don't want to have the risk of a job loss. Yes, I may be able to earn more money on my CD or on my stocks over time, but if I lose my job, suddenly that mortgage is really dangerous to the life of my family. So please, I'm not saying we're ignorant of arbitrage, and I'm not even saying that you shouldn't, in some limited cases, take advantage of some arbitrage. What I am saying is be ever so cautious thinking that you can get a free lunch of just lending at 3, investing at 5. Unfortunately, when we see that work out behaviorally for people, by the time they get to retirement, they regret that decision because now they've still got the mortgage. So anyways, there's a few reasons to do that. And then action step number 5 is understand what your retirement savings goal actually are and how many years you have left to achieve that goal. So Bill called in earlier, basically with a great example of how he at 57 may be very near retirement right now, but he doesn't know, right? He doesn't know for sure. He's thinking maybe, but he doesn't want to be dependent upon one income source. And what about inflation in the future? And so this final step for Bill might be action step number 5, which is to like eventually hire an accountant or financial advisor to sit down, run the numbers, see how he should be allocated with his thrift savings plan, what other income sources will be available in the future, and whether or not, you know, he can retire.
A really great program, as always, this week. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can always listen back online and subscribe to the podcast right at KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Great website. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It will indeed be complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that number now as well, because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first call with the correct answer, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the maximum amount I can save into my 401k plan at work if I'm 55 years old in 2024? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer with a $25 gift card to Ace Hardware. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Their number 608-442-5637. CJ Malia, it's always great chatting with both of you guys. Enjoy this fantastic day, and we'll do it all again real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News comes your way next right here, 1310 WIBA.